People of Earth, this is Maddie and Anthony's World. Please go to our channel on Audio Boom on iTunes, like and subscribe, and leave a review. We like reviews. Give me the nice comments, and Anthony, you can say whatever you want. I mean, whatever.
What's that?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages,
People
you are...
Earth.
Okay. Why do you have to interrupt the intro?
All I was doing was just adding to it.
You don't need to add to an intro.
All right, sorry. God.
What are you going to say something in there?
I was just adding to it.
It doesn't make sense in there. It's just too much.
All right, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. You know what? I need to breathe again. I need to breathe because you interrupted.
Take a deep breath. I'm sorry.
We have to do this every week? All right, let me just say a one and a two, and it's out of my mind. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, today is a very, very, very special Maddie and Anthony's World because we have a professional skateboarder. Maddie loves skateboarding. I love skateboarding. The world loves skateboarding. In fact, this man is from part of the world, Norway. His name is Tom Erik Ryan. Tom has skated, Maddie, on videos for Justin Bieber.
Whoa.
Lil Wayne.
Whoa.
He's been in ads with Britney Cynthia Spears. I don't know if that's her real middle name, but I think that's kind of cool. Britney Cynthia Spears. And I bet he's done some cool tricks in his day. Isn't this a day at the Maddie and Anthony's World? Skate or die. Skateboarding is not a crime. Ollie, triple flip, axel, wheels on the board, wheels on the bus. They go round and round. These are all terms that are kind of about skateboarding, or at least wheels.
This is a long intro.
It's not over. And this man is coming in. All the way from Norway. He was a farm boy from Norway,
really?
And then from farm boy to fame. And that's what this episode is going to be called, Farm Boy to Fame.
Maddie and Anthony, the greatest friends that could ever be. Maddie and Anthony's World, they're great. It's great.
So how are you, Maddie? You have recently picked up that old wood plank.
I've dusted it off. Yeah, dusted it off, and I've been boarding. My grip tape ripped on my board. Do you know what grip tape is?
I do. It's the
it's
tape
the
that's
tape,
like...
the grips. It's kind of ruffly, kind of... No, not ruffly. What's the word? It's got a little, like
sandpaper.
Sand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And also, I would like to say thanks for asking me if I knew what it was and then just answering. Anyway.
Wait, what did I do?
He's like, do you know what grip tape is? And I was like, yeah, I do. And you're like, grip tape is this, this, this. And then you said ruffly. You didn't even know what it was. I don't know if I'm crabby or just giving you a hard time today. I am sorry. So how is your skateboarding? How many tricks do you think you can pull off at this point in your career?
So I can do an ollie.
All right.
And I can ride on the board. I mean, that's not really a trick.
Can you go down a steep hill without falling off?
No, I can't. I can't do
that.
Okay.
Can you go down a ramp, up and down a ramp?
No, definitely not.
Sidewalk, because sometimes you ride down a sidewalk and then you hit a little, one of those little,
rocks.
Rock and you fall. Has that happened to you since?
No, that has not happened.
Okay, so you're getting
there. I tried to jump up on a curb and I fell.
How hard did you fall?
Pretty hard. But luckily, I got pads.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got knee pads, elbow pads, a helmet, and wrist guards.
Are we going old school, like 80s look?
Yeah,
like the old school
like Emilio
pads.
Like Estevez.
Yes. Do you have any skateboarding movies that you prefer? Do you love?
Gleaming the Cube.
Gleaming the Cube. When's the last time you watched
classic.
It, though? When, let's be honest.
In years. But
all right.
That's probably the movie that got me into skateboarding.
Can I tell you something? I want you to watch that movie again, and next time we talk about movies, Gleaming the Cube. I loved Gleaming the Cube. Brother gets kidnapped, and the skateboarders save the day, but I don't think it holds up. I really thought it would. I don't think it really holds up.
Oh, no, probably not. Most movies don't.
One movie does, though, in the skateboarding world, and that is Thrashing. Have you ever
seen that.
Josh Brolin, or is it James Brolin? Josh Brolin, the famous actor.
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin stars as a new guy traveling into a town from a small town. He's the big fish in the small pond. He moves to Venice to be with his family, but he still skateboards. No, I'm trying to do it. I don't need crinkling in there. Why would you do that? And why chips? You're recording a podcast.
I just want a chip.
No, don't eat a chip on
I just want a chip.
Why do people want to? You might as well just call this the cow show, like just people chewing on cud.
What is cud?
Whatever the chow in the mouth of a cow. Oh, God.
I don't think that's cud. I don't think that's a word.
Chud? Either way.
I just need a chip to get me through
the day. No, because nobody in the world of chips can eat just one, and you took a very small chip.
Okay.
So now you're
going to... Tell me about these chips you just got.
I got Rap Chips, Fabulous the Rapper, New York City. They're New York cheddar. Very good. I finished them before the podcast. They reminded me of a Pringle with Ruffles, which is very interesting in the game.
We should find out if they'll sponsor our podcast.
I don't think so. We're not rappers. You can't have Rap Chips sponsored by non-rappers.
We're already sponsored by Audio Boom. So.
Thrashing. Josh Brolin from a small town moves.
What about Paranoid Park? Have you seen that?
Thrashing. Josh Brolin moves to a small town to Venice. He meets a girl. A beautiful woman. The woman happens to be sister of the rival, angry, mean skateboard gang, the Daggers. The Daggers don't like Josh. They hate Josh, especially because he's trying to date one of their sisters. They're wild. They're friends with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Josh doesn't know how to get in.
Are they in the movie too?
They are. Josh skateboards around. He proves he is really good. In the end, the Daggers befriend Josh, and he gets the love of his life. That is a movie. That is a classic. That is Thrashing.
That was like a trailer.
Living up today, Thrashing USA, come on. I think that's it.
So tell me about your experience with skateboarding.
My God. You want to know my... This is the best. This is a lot. This defines me in a lot of ways. I was fully in the skateboarding lifestyle. Vision Streetwear, if you remember. Do you remember Vision Streetwear?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Vision Streetwear was like a skateboarding shoe. I always wore that. Very into Bones Brigade. Had a Sims Buck Smith skateboard with the chips. I'm going to kill you. Anyway, Sims Buck Smith skateboard. I loved it. I watched skateboarding videos. I had skateboarding friends. There's a place called Angino's Pizza. I would hang out with all the skater boys, see you later boys, and they would do tricks and spins. But Maddie, I never learned how to ollie. I was in the community, but I was the worst skateboarder. I could not do it.
What were you? Were you afraid of falling?
I don't know what it is. I loved everything skateboarding. Watched the movies, watched the videos, talked skateboard life, wore the outfits, had the skateboard haircuts, hung out with skateboarders. See you later, boys. I could not skateboard for the life of me. I did that with BMX too. I could not bunny hop or ollie.
What?
With the bike. I was a child who had a GT Performer on it. That's a very nice BMX. I also had a Haro Sport.
Could you jump two wheels on the BMX? Like two
could
wheels
not.
Up?
That's a bunny hop.
Oh, is that what that is?
I could not.
Bunny hop was just one wheel.
No, two wheels. The one wheel is a popper wheelie. I know the names of moves. I know a lot. I cannot do it.
That's
no.
All right. You're good at other things. What else did you
this
do?
This is a poser. This is what the from the hit movie Thrashing, starring James Brolin, the Daggers, the gang, the evil gang that doesn't like Josh Brolin, they would call me a poser.
So wait, that skateboard you bring everywhere with you, you can't even use it?
I don't bring a skateboard with me, but you do, and it sounds like you are, truth in your comedy. It sounds like you can't go.
Oh, look who's here. Oh, gosh. Greg's here.
Great, great. Perfect.
Wow.
You know what, Greg? Can you go wait in the hallway for just a moment?
Yeah, don't worry.
And then we'll call you in because we're in the middle of something.
He's got his socks in.
All right. Just shut the door. Tell me when the door is shut.
It is shut.
All right, Maddie, so we've got to talk about something. Greg kind of ends up telling us he's an expert at it, literally everything that we talk about.
It's true.
I, for a fact, know that Greg has told both of us that he not only has been a professional skateboarder
Is he back?
I need the bathroom keys.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. He's got to get the bathroom keys. Before he gets back, Greg has said he's at one time professional roller skater as well as professional skateboarder.
Yeah.
Maddie, do you think, and this will just be a gentleman's bet, now, you know the Dogtown and Z-Boys, like the famous skateboarding clique that invented skateboarding. They have like a movie, a documentary. Can I somehow convince Greg to tell us that he was an actual Z-Boy in the Dogtown and Z-Boy game?
I love it. I love it.
Do you think I can do that?
Oh, yeah.
You think I can convince him to lie to me about something that he was in?
How are you going to do it? What's your strategy?
I think I'm gonna go blunt right into it.
So tell us about you being a Dogtown Z-Boy.
Yeah, tell us about when you're a professional skateboarder skating with the Dogtown Z-Boys.
Okay.
And then if he says he wasn't, I'll be like, wait, you told us. And then he'd be like, oh, yeah. You know, I'll just say something like that.
All right. Sounds like a good plan. Tell him to come back.
Is he available yet?
Let's text him.
Remember, I am trying to convince Greg that he was an inventor of skateboarding in its entirety with the Z-Boys of Southern California. You might remember the Dogtown and Z-Boy movie. Do you remember that?
Oh, I love that movie, and I love the documentary The Bones Brigade.
I love The Bones Brigade.
So good.
Lance Mountain, kind of a comedy guy. Do you remember him?
Here he is.
Oh, Greg Buckman, the man of the hour. Greg's looking very handsome.
Greg, you can sit down.
His long beach hair's going. He's always got his lucky
socks on.
These are compression socks.
All right, well, sit down and talk so we can hear about your compression socks. You looking nice? How are you? And make sure to get his headphones on here. I must call it a helmet.
His headset.
I get nervous
my head
around
is too
Greg.
Big, I can't get him on ever.
You know, Greg used to model with Kathy Ireland, and I get nervous around him because he's a handsome man and he is a real charmer. And the eyes is what always gets me. They just glow.
Really?
Yeah. You have nice eyes. Has any friend ever said that? Just really glowy eyes.
Only you.
What is your favorite thing you did as a model? And then we'll get into what we're going to talk about today.
What is my favorite thing?
Or favorite position. Isn't that a nice question? What was your favorite position as a model? You know, maybe topless.
Are there positions and models?
Well, yeah, they've got all that. The
you
moves.
Mean poses?
Pose, position, maybe laying
I think
on the
position
beach.
Position is like a sex thing. So
no.
That.
Modeling, just because you're talking about modeling, it doesn't have to deal with sex. Right, Greg?
Right.
You can't just turn it into sex, Maddie.
But
that is
said,
so...
You
not
said,
modeling.
You started it because you said position.
When I think of modeling, I think of fashion. I think of poses. I think of positions. And positions is
poses.
One of the but positions one of the main terms in
is that
modeling.
A term in,
yes,
in
it
modeling,
is.
Greg?
Wow, yes.
See? I
okay,
know
what's your favorite
a lot
position?
About modeling. Like my skateboarding, I know a lot about it, but I cannot do it.
My favorite position.
I don't want this to turn sexual because position in modeling isn't more important than sexual. And sexual, that's where Maddie's brain goes. I don't
no,
want
No, it doesn't, but you...
Listen, Maddie, I know about the modeling. You say pose, I say tomato.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
I am
good morning.
Angry.
Wow. Good morning. Wow.
It's middle afternoon, but, you know, give
well,
or take.
Well, you
hours.
Guys are talking about, you know... thinking about sex. Good morning.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait, Greg, I'm going to cut you off there.
I didn't
because
do anything
that turns sexual.
Sexual.
And I respect you as a model. I don't respect you as a sexual being. I don't look at models for their bodies, for their looks. I look at models for their positions.
Okay, positions. I got to tell you a story. And
is it long?
No. Well,
it sounds
well,
long.
It's
asking,
not. I'm going to tell
you
a
what your
story.
Favorite
I know. But
I
didn't
this,
ask a story.
You guys,
I asked the position.
You guys
yeah,
would
we
have
don't
been
have time
so
for a story.
Nervous. First of all, Kathy's been married to the same guy for over 30 years, and she has beautiful kids.
Okay,
and
is
she
this
has
a position
things.
Story?
Yes.
I didn't say
listen,
a thing about Kathy,
tell,
by the way.
I No, she'll love it. Kathy Ireland, good person. Well, anyway, here's what happened, okay? My favorite position. You guys would have panicked too.
Non-sexual.
It's not sexual.
Because that offends
That's
me.
Not going on.
Okay.
Nothing was going on. Wow. Anyway, I get to the modeling shoot.
He's crying right
I'm
now.
I'm going to
tears.
Tell the truth.
He
I didn't.
A little, a
I didn't
little
know
bit
who
like
she
Jack
was.
Right now.
I didn't know who she. I'm not Jack. anyway, I get there and right away, I'd never modeled in my life. They picked me and they dressed me up. They put makeup on me. I'm in the makeup chair. Then I get interviewed. By What's that show called where they used to, tonight we have, and I messed that interview up.
It Modeling? That was one of my favorite modeling shows.
I don't know. Tonight something. Well, and okay, anyway, I'm going to come to it. I'm very, very nervous. I'm sweating. I'm sweating now? And dripping sweat.
You look great right
now. No, no. Well, not right now.
Is your makeup running?
No. It was in the shoot. I couldn't relax. Okay, here's this beautiful, beautiful girl and beautiful person laying down in a bikini. I'm not going to say anything about that. Wow. Anyway, so she's laying there looking so beautiful and attractive.
Watch
and they're
out
taking
now.
Pictures. Okay, I didn't know. And he comes over to me.
Who's he?
The photographer.
What's his name?
And he said, "You're the model." And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "What's wrong?" And I'm shivering and shaking. And he says, "Go lay down next to her and hold her hand." Okay, so I just laid down next to her. I can show you guys the actual photo. And they said, "Put your arm around her." So I was really scared. I had to go over there, and I'm dripping. I'm very, very shaky. Maddie understands why. Anyway,
Greg, just get on with the story.
I'm getting on with it.
Okay,
that was great. I got to lay down next to Kathy and put my arm around her. And that was my favorite position. Yeah, because I can lay there and rest and sleep and while they take photos and then smile.
So you heard it first. Greg, as a professional beauty boy, blue-eyed model, favorite position is laying down, sleeping, but not sexually, as a model. Okay, Greg, we've been talking a lot about skateboarding. We've been roller skating. You, in fact, were a professional. Am I right?
Well, yes.
Now, as a skateboarder, you had told us in the past that you were part of the Z-Boy clique when you were younger. That's true? You were like part of the dog town, like you kind of skateboarded with them.
You were a Z-Boy?
Yeah, you told us that you like hung out with them, skateboarded with them in Venice.
Wow, a little bit here and there.
How did you end up meeting them?
Venice is such like a family. Everybody knows everyone. Most of the characters are still there, like the guy on the rollerblades that plays the guitar is still there.
What's Lance like?
Oh, Lance Mountain was a Bones Brigade. I just want to, so you're talking about Z-Boys were Jay Adams. You meet him?
Well, yes, but you know what? I'm not good with all the names.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there's so many names in L.A.
But you were in the crew, though, right?
He was a Z-Boy.
They weren't even on rollerblades. They were on regular roller skates.
Right.
That's how long I've been in Venice.
And then you got in with the Z-Boys. And tell us a little bit about, like, what it was like to skateboard with this legendary crew.
It was like walking on the ocean. It was like the moonwalk.
How did you end up meeting the Z-Boys?
Just being in Venice Beach, everyone knows everyone. It's such a small, friendly community. Like, everyone still knows everyone there.
Is this the same time you were professional bodybuilding at Gold's Gym? Like, everything was happening at the same time?
I did a lot of bodybuilding at Gold's Gym, and I hung out in the cage at Muscle Beach where they lock you up and you lift weights. Yeah, have you ever seen it? It's amazing. They put all these guys in a cage, and then they work out.
And he was a trainer. At Gold's. And then from Gold's, you went and skateboarded with the Z-Boys?
Well, because skateboarding, I did a lot of skateboarding.
Tell the people out there kind of some of your favorite moves as a skateboarder, and then we'll close up with what it was like to be part of the Z-Boys.
My favorite moves were, I had no fear in those days. You know, when you're younger, you have no fear. I know I went off curbs.
Put you on pause. Maddie. Why do you have a bag in your hand? Can you just let Greg tell the story?
I'm sorry.
He skated with the legendary Z-Boys. Wow. Anyways, I'm sorry to interrupt.
He's hungry.
Yeah, right. So, Greg, couple favorite tricks, and then what it was like to skate with the Z-Boys.
What it was like, it was amazing. It's like a family. But if I get a skateboard, I can show you guys. I can skate good. I used to walk on the skateboard like this. You know how they do it, like sideways?
Yeah.
I can still
do that. Did you make that noise with your mouth while you were doing it?
Well, no, I'm impersonating the board. The board made that noise. But you go sideways.
And how did the board go? Okay. So the board's almost like a robot.
I can do a 360.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Could you guys do 360s?
I can do, no. That's the.
Should you skate with your legs?
I'm perfect. I can do it. I just got to be really, really careful. I'll show you some tricks, but I'm not going to do a lot because no more injuries.
And a few things we're going to just say. So, being part of the Z-Boy family, they made movies about them. There's documentaries. You said that the skater family, the Z-Boy family, was important to you. How did that bond form with you and the Z-Boys?
Well, it was just like anything. Back in Venice Beach, back in those days, I just kind of drifted into it. Wow, they saw me there every day, and I got to know them and started talking to them. And next thing you know, they said, hey, go skating with us. And I started skating around with them and stuff. And it was lots and lots and lots of fun.
That's unbelievable. And thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thanks, Greg.
You had said that before, that you were like part of the Z-Boys, and I was always like really curious about that. And so it was actually really cool that you like shared that with us, because I know you have a hard time talking about it because you don't skate anymore, and that was something very important to you to be part of the family, and now you don't see them as much.
Wow, no, how old are they now?
Same age as you, I'd guess. I mean, wow. You know them.
No, I do know them. They're ancient. There's a lot of famous people that came out of Venice.
Right, right.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Maddie and Anthony's World, they're great. It's great. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, I don't know why I started this with that. Who cares? Why would a one-year-old be listening to this?
Oh, sorry, I just kicked Tom. Sorry about that.
Tom Eric Ryan, do you go full name or just Tom Ryan?
Usually Tom. My nickname is Tom Tom, but the funny thing about it is technically I have three first names, so Tom Eric Ryan.
I love this.
It's pretty funny, awesome. But it's spelled a little different because it's Scandinavian. So
we got Tom Tom here, which I like this.
I like Tom Tom.
I do like calling you Tom Tom. Eric Ryan is even better.
He is
here. He's a professional skateboarder, and I want to just remind everybody, Maddie tried to kick him and potentially ruined his skateboarding leg, which would have been terrible.
Exactly.
That's
profession. Why I brought him in here. Yeah. Am I doing like a Tonya Harding? So tell us about skateboarding. What is it?
Yeah, what is skateboarding?
What is skateboarding?
What is skateboarding?
It's a board with four wheels, and it's a good way to get around, you know?
Always four? Can you do two?
You can do two, too. Yeah, exactly.
One? Is that a thing?
One could be done. It's a little harder, but two is easier. Yeah, it's called a wheelie, so it's basically like a pop a wheelie on a bike. But
see, there is things out there with one wheel. That's cool. I'm going to give you some things going on. He was a young farm boy in Norway with cows.
I kind of grew up on a farm. My mom's American, dad Norwegian, so at a young age I grew up in New York City. I moved to Norway when I was 8 years old, and that was a huge contrast because I moved from a big city to a super small town in Norway. And going to school, I was definitely the kid that stood out, because I remember from second grade I came to school with a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles lunchbox. and in Norway they don't have lunchboxes. They kind of just wrap the sandwiches around with like this certain type of wrapping, whatever. That was my first introduction to going to school in Norway. And I remember bringing my skateboard too, and that was kind of not common to skate around there because everybody plays soccer and just, I guess, normal sports. So
did you feel alienated, or did they accept you?
It was one of those things where I was like, who's this new kid? Which is cool. At the same time, it took a little while to, I guess, adapt to the situation. But eventually I did, and I actually got some of my friends to start skating with me, which is cool. I always had like a really passion for it because I have an older brother that's 5 years older than me, and he skated and his friends skated and they were the cool kids. So
sure.
I kind of picked up on that. And then
So your brother had probably had even a stranger time because he was what, like 15?
Yeah, he was a little older, but I think he adapted quicker than that. And then eventually we started snowboarding because in Norway we have a lot of snow.
Sure.
So it was more like shoveling our driveway to try to skate instead of doing that. It was snowboarding. And then my dad built a little mini ramp up in the woods, so that kind of kickstarted the whole skateboarding and then eventually started competing.
And I see that you won the Norwegian Skateboard Championship at 14.
Whoa. Yeah, you've done your research. Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. I like to look around. 14 years old.
Yep. Wow. Yep. That started as far as getting sponsored. And my first sponsor was Reef Shoes. Skateboarding, you rip shoes so fast. Like every week or two, you'll get a hole in your shoe. And then I started getting free shoes. My mom was like, this is pretty cool. We don't have to buy your shoes anymore. So that was a fun little start.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So how does that work, the sponsorship?
You represent a brand and you wear their product for competitions, or if you do magazine shoots. Eventually, as you grow with the brand, sometimes there'll be a travel budget, and then hopefully in the future, you know, you'll get money every month for skating.
Whoa.
So that's kind of like...
That's like the dream, right?
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, to be sponsored is like what you want.
Yeah, exactly. It was one of those things after school, you know, when most kids would be out kind of goofing around and like eventually started drinking and driving mopeds and just going to parties. I would be home just practicing skateboard tricks with like a goal to actually make something out of my hobby. But as far as them finding me, I think it was at a snowboard camp. So that was like every summer they have a snowboard camp in the glaciers in Norway. It was cool too because at the time I think I was a size 5 or 6. The lady rep for the shoe company, she gave me her shoes right off of her feet, which is pretty cool. And she put on some sandals, which she was like, hey, you want to rep our brand? So that was a cool opportunity.
Sure. Whoa. That's a great opportunity.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah.
Skateboarding throughout the history of the sport, it's like stereotyped as like, oh, guys just hanging out, yep. not doing yeah, anything,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Eating chips yep. and drinking soda yeah. and kind of just sitting there. It's a profession. This man was not sitting around drinking and acting like a fool. Probably maybe a little bit of that.
Of course, sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
To become a professional athlete, you had to work on it.
Exactly. It's like anything else. But I remember me and my brother were literally borderline brainwashed because we ordered skate magazines and DVDs and stuff from California. And we were like, we have to be there. So it was one of those things.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was pretty cool.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
What was the magazines?
Transworld and Thrasher skateboarding magazines.
Big ones.
Huge yeah. ones. Yeah, we got them in the mail. But it was funny because by the time they came to Norway, it was like a week or two later, you know.
Are you sponsored now by any?
Yeah, one of my sponsors is Brooklyn Projects. They're on Melrose. And,
cool.
And if you ever have the chance, hopefully me and you can get to go skate and hang
definitely.
Out there. But it's a really cool store, and the owner's awesome. There's a ramp in the back.
Nice.
So it's good Whoa. Times, yeah.
So you can go there anytime and ride the ramp, be
yeah.
doing that. I don't know if that's English or be doing
that. That is English.
That's kind of like, it's more like for the team and like people that hang out there and stuff, which is cool. And there's also barbecues and just a good vibe. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So how long does it take to actually get good at skateboarding?
I think it's practice. Obviously, you have to, you know, have control over your body in that aspect. But as far as getting good at it, it's a dedication, but also just wanting to get good at it because it takes a long
yeah.
time. And especially
because you have to fall a lot.
A lot of
right?
falling, yeah. So.
And does that hurt your body? Like,
no.
have you broken?
No, not at all.
I've actually heard that.
yeah. Have you broken bones?
Yeah,
stuff?
I've broken a few bones. I remember breaking my shoulder area. That was my first bone. And then I landed on a rail, broke some ribs. So, yeah, so it's definitely
man.
One of those things where you can't be a wimp to learn it. But at the same time, a lot of people immediately think of skating as if I step on a skateboard, I'm going to die. You know, it's not like that, but you just have to have a certain skill set.
You have to know how to fall, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you have to know how to fall.
Yep.
I heard Tony Hawk say one time he was skateboarding in a ramp, and he did this trick, and he was pretty young, and he went really high, and then when he landed, he pretty much got in a concussion, and like he had a hard time. He was like knocked out, ambulance had to come, and he literally like was up. And when he woke up, he was like, I can't wait to get back on the skateboard.
I know. Well, I know. I would be like, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good.
So it's like
yeah.
you have to have a love for the
It's an
sport.
Addiction, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people would be like, no,
yeah.
I got hurt. I'm yeah. going to not do that.
I can't picture you falling too much, Anthony.
Well, I don't fall. That's why I'd be really good at skateboarding.
Yeah.
I've never
you
fallen.
You just don't fall.
Right? I was born. I walked at 2 months and I haven't fallen since. So that's cool. Thank you for saying that. I was telling Maddie earlier, for skateboarding, I had a love for it.
Mm-hmm.
T-shirts, skateboards, mm-hmm. movies, mm-hmm. everything, but the ability to do it. I couldn't do it. You probably meet people like this all the time. I couldn't ollie.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine not being able to ollie mm-hmm. at this day and age for
that's
yourself?
Maybe we should have a little lesson later. What do you think?
You, I think I would accept that if
yeah.
you can do that.
Yeah,
can
yeah.
you really?
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah, I love, cool. I actually really like teaching skating too. Because,
do you teach it too?
Yeah, well,
oh,
it's
cool.
more, you know, for friends and stuff
oh,
like
cool.
that. And I can pretty much tell right away if someone's interested, but it's hard. But a lot of times the smallest trick tips, I call it, but like tips, the way you put your shoulder, whatever, it helps out a lot. So.
I think this
it.
Might be a good
yeah.
idea. Maybe we'll have like a little learn how to ollie day.
I can ollie, and I don't know what it's called, but you jump on the board and you flip it.
Yeah, shove it.
Shove it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
I knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you do a little ollie on it, it's called a pop shove it. That's another
a
thing.
A pop
yeah,
shove
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
That's what it is. I can do that.
And that's another funny thing with skateboarding. There's so many variations and so many tricks and so many funny
yeah.
names, too, with different tricks as far
yeah.
as like knowing it all. So
How many different tricks would you say there are?
So many, because you can do it. You can do it regular, and then you can do it switch dance, which pretty much means for people listening, it's kind of like learning how to write with your left hand when you're used to writing with your right hand.
Yeah,
there's a lot of different variations. But a lot of times I'll be out skating, and like you do something, and then mistakenly your board flips a different way, and you're like, oh, cool, I think I could land that. The coolest thing about skating, at least for me, has been being able to travel all over the world doing it.
Wow.
And I think, and also the cool part about skating is a lot of people might not even think about this, but it's kind of like an international language, if you want to say it that way, or a way to connect to people. Like I've been to Japan where I've hung out literally a whole day with people that don't even speak English. They can say yes, no, and then I skate, they skate, and then all of a sudden kind of relate to what they're up to. Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
When from Reef to L.A. happened?
Yeah, there was from that time a few years later, you know, I did some competitions, got to travel around Europe a little bit, and then I actually took my degree for building houses.
Oh, cool.
So construction, yeah. So that in Norway, that's like a three-year program. I did like 2.5 years, and then I remember when I was working there, I felt like it was a little bit of a it was great, but it was a little bit of a waste of talent because I really wanted to try to make something of my hobby, that you know, skating and stuff. But yeah, so my brother, he moved over first to Mammoth Lakes. So it's one of the best places for snowboarding. It's 5 hours from here up in the Sierra Mountains. And back to the story where we were brainwashed by reading these magazines, every other page in the snowboard magazine or the location would be Mammoth Lakes. And my brother was like, Mammoth Lakes, Mammoth Lakes, I got to go to Mammoth Lakes. And I guess I can go into his story quick if that's cool with you guys.
Yeah, of course.
So he bought a one-way ticket to California and went to downtown Los Angeles, and he was going to rent a car, but I don't think he was 25, and I think you have to be close to 25.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, so he was like, okay, I want to get close as possible to Mammoth Lakes, and that was the plane yard up at Mojave Desert. And then from there, he didn't know what to do, so he made a sign. He started hitchhiking. The guy he got a ride from was the dad of the owner of one of the pretty much the only skate snowboard shop in town, in Mammoth Lakes. It's a small town. So the dad picked him up, and within the first week, my brother pretty much had a job, place to stay, and like a cheaper season pass. So it's a pretty cool story going from Norway to taking a chance, one-way ticket to L.A., and then getting that opportunity to move to Mammoth. He never became a professional snowboarder, but he worked in the industry, and that's how I got to meet a lot of the pro snowboarders and
stuff. That's amazing.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And I'll say this. You heard it first, kids. If you're thinking about going out there and hitchhiking, you do it. You do it because it's only success.
Dreams.
There's no creeps out there.
Yeah.
What a lucky duck.
So
I don't know
awesome.
If that's a term.
Exactly. Yeah,
so and I apologize. As a skateboarder, you probably don't like hanging out with people who say lucky duck. I would assume you're probably beyond that, so I apologize to you and yours.
Saying gnarly. I love skateboarding, man. I just picked it back up.
The funnest place to cruise is like Venice Beach, I think.
Oh, cool. Oh,
I don't know. So you guys have obviously been there a lot, but it's just I love there's tourists from all over the world, and you have that skate park that's right there, and then you have just so many different characters, so it's really cool.
I was at Venice yesterday riding a bike, but
that's
it
right.
is
kind of like
do you go
skateboard.
To the ramp there? People like lose their minds.
No, there's some of the best skaters in the world, but it's really cool because you get to meet so many creative people, not only the skaters, but also I'll be skating there and someone will be trying to shoot a photo or something, and I'll actually go over to him and like, hey, you know, if you're shooting a photo of me, you want to try to get in there or shoot something in a different angle, and then I'll start talking to them. Then all of a sudden they're some fashion photographer, and then we do a gig together. I really believe in the law of attraction, like how you meet people, we're meeting
now.
It's
totally,
so cool.
Yeah. What are your goals in skateboarding now? Like
the main thing I've been working on the last few years is more with corporate brands, where I do commercials and some TV stuff with skating, which is
right,
really cool, yeah, stunt work and whatnot with actors. Where
like
the,
Justin Bieber, right?
Well, that was funny. Yeah, we did a music video shoot. That was cool.
What was that like?
Fun, yeah. It was a shoot downtown. It was for the music video, What Do You Mean? And we got hired on to skate around in a warehouse where there was a ramp. It was actually pretty cool because we got to time out, you know, when he was running back and forth on the ramp, we were doing tricks.
Yeah.
And there was a lot going on. For me, at least, that goes back into, like, competing and skating where I'm safe on the tricks I know how to do and I'm confident in being able to skate around them without hitting him or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So you've also worked with Britney Spears, right?
Yeah, that was it was for Harper's Bazaar photo shoot for their magazine. We got hired on to skate.
So you put yourself out there and things happen.
Yeah, when I was young, going back to the story when I was saying with skating in a small town, I was really shy. I have an older brother and I have an older sister, and they usually did more of the talking for me. So I remember moving to the States. I was sponsored by Etney Shoes, and I got a number to call about getting some shoes and maybe potentially skating with some of the guys. And I remember being so nervous, like, trying to call them because they were my heroes, you know, and trying to call them and try to skate with them and stuff. But eventually you kind of go out of that. And
fake it till you make it.
Well, at least get out of your comfort zone. That's so cool. Yeah.
How do you think you did it?
It was, like, either move back to Norway and live the normal life or, like, literally try your best to make something happen out of what you worked for.
Hey, so I like that.
Yeah, thanks.
I really do. Yeah. You could go back to Norway. You could sit around, not deal with these people that you've looked up to, and you can go back to Norway and be a farm guy and have a farm wife and a farm life.
Exactly. Or keep pushing, right?
Or you could be social, say, hey, dudes, hey, guys, I'm here for you. I want to work with you.
I feel like you're trying to be cool, like the way you're saying.
I am
like,
cool. Don't you say this.
Lucky duck.
You guys are lucky I didn't wear my
your
sunglasses.
Plaid shorts or something?
These are not plaid. They're jeans. Do they wear skateboarders wear jeans, right?
Yeah.
I knew it. Yeah. Right, I'm back, baby.
Yep.
But I do like that. You have to put yourself out of the comfort zone, and you have to remind yourself why you have to do that.
Mm-hmm. I was telling you about my brother. You know, he got friends with a lot of those snowboarders. And then eventually, what really was a door opener is I had a chance to be a part of a TV show on Fuel TV called The Adventures of Danny and the Dingo. I was a skater on the show. And that was a really cool experience because that's how I got to travel around. And then I got sponsored by Oakley Sunglasses, and that was a big door opener too. Where, so it's been a long, long journey.
How long were you on that show for?
It was 5 seasons, but I came on second season. I think that really opened my mindset to, like, whoa, there's a lot of opportunities and this kind of stuff.
I read somewhere where you were like, I'll work for free. I'll do whatever because it's all about networking, contacts, and maybe working for free for an afternoon could lead me to getting Oakley.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. One of the highlights of that was we filmed 2 episodes in Norway. It was so cool to bring the crew back to Norway, and we lived like Vikings for 2 days. The coolest part was we got to go back to my hometown. They filmed the reaction shots of my mom and dad, and they're like, what the heck are you doing? You know, and I had a camera crew from the U.S. to our farm in a tiny little small town in Norway.
Are they supportive of you and your brother, or did they want you to, like, build homes?
They're super supportive, but obviously they want me to live, you know, closer to them.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
I feel like that's any type of, you know,
parents.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite skateboarding films?
Lords of Dogtown.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Classic.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Thrashing?
I have.
And?
I love it.
What do you think?
We got to make a new one similar, this time and age. Yeah.
I'd like to be a Dagger.
Yeah.
From that movie.
They're the bad guys.
Bones Brigade, the documentary.
I have seen that. That's a while ago.
Who's like your hero skateboarder that you've met?
There's a lot of different guys. I don't really have it.
When you were a kid, who was the one you...
I mean, obviously, when you're a kid, I mean, like, Tony Hawk and stuff like that. I met him in Mammoth. Yeah, we were up there for Grenade Games. Which
what was
cool.
it like meeting him?
It was cool. We got a photo together with me and the crew there, and it was kind of funny. You look up to somebody at a young age, and then all of a sudden you're...
hanging with them. Yeah. So,
everything with skateboarding seems cool. I feel like it may be... the only sport that I can think of off the top of my head that is almost intertwined with music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like all the videos that they make, they have to have cool music. Mm. They have to have very independent, like there's either punk. Do you have to skate with music? Is there a band you put headphones on when you're going around?
Pretty easygoing. I skate to pretty much anything. Actually, the coolest sound, I know this sounds pretty funny, but the sound of skateboarding wheels on pavement is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's
just
like rough and raw. You can feel it, especially on like the small street wheels. Both your feet vibrate. You feel alive, but you feel like you're going somewhere. That's what's cool, You know, if you want to get fired up and amped up, you listen to like maybe some... could be some gangster rap or punk rock or maybe even some kind of like cool like tropical house music or something.
Music seems very important in the skateboarding culture.
It's interesting, all the different music videos, if you start looking, like there's a lot of skating or people kind of dressed like skaters. Skating's a pretty, I would say, like, it goes into play with a lot of fashion stuff, too. Like, right now, like, the 90s vibes is super in with skating, like, baggier pants and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, really? How cool.
Yeah.
It must be interesting, too, because I would bet that you had a time period where skateboarding was not cool.
And oh, yeah. I mean, it goes up and down. And where I'm
from, Norway,
in my small town, like, it's funny. When I walk around with a skateboard, most people are like, oh, it's just the transportation thing. But in California and the U.S., I mean, it's been around for such a long time where there's a lot of, you know, dads that are buying skateboards for their sons and stuff like that, which is really cool. I also skate for a ramp company called OC Ramps.
Oh,
and,
sweet.
And we skate demos, and we've skated demos for like, air shows in San
What's
Diego.
A demo? Sorry.
No, I'll get demos, like, a show, half an hour a show or whatever, like, where we're demonstration, doing tricks and stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
But that's been cool because it's been a great opportunity to meet a lot of different people, but also I get to make the ramps as well, so... So that kind of goes around full circle.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Wow. That's got to be pretty cool for you because you learned how to design homes.
Yeah.
Even the way we're meeting right now, I feel like it's usually a pretty big circle. You got to put it out there, obviously. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this. What do you think about fingerboarding?
I had a fingerboard. I don't know if I have any fingerboards now, but that was cool. I remember there was a period when they first came out, the tech decks.
Yeah.
Especially at school.
Do you know about this
fingerboard? I know a tech deck.
You know what a fingerboard
I do
is.
Know. That's the only thing I could ollie with.
Yeah, exactly.
I could do some fingerboard
tricks.
Do
you remember if you did it with two fingers or three?
I always tried the two, and I was I could float in the air for about 15 minutes with my
fingerboard.
Well,
now they have ramps, like little ramps that they make. It's wild.
If we do this again, I'll have to bring a fingerboard so you can show me some ollies and stuff.
Hey, man, you'll be surprised. I am good with that.
Yeah.
Do you think skateboarding will become an Olympic sport?
It is, isn't it?
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's coming, so it's coming up hot here. So, yeah.
It's big
like
sport.
The first time ever? Yeah. Okay, so it is a new thing, right?
Yeah, it's a new thing, yeah.
So the first one will be coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. I don't know so much about this, so I'm probably not the right person to ask. But
that's really cool, right?
Yes.
It's an Olympic sport. I
mean, and, you know, Tom and myself will tell you, we're in the skateboarding world.
you automatically
I knew.
How did you know that?
This is something Maddie doesn't know about me, Tom.
Yeah.
You will learn, too.
Yeah.
I watch skateboarding videos all the time.
Yeah.
I watch Bones Brigade. Yeah. I watch the Z-Boys. Yeah. You know, I watch Christian Assoy stuff. I love it.
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
You know Christian Assoy?
Yeah,
you probably liked him back in the day with the hair and all that.
That's another thing that's so cool too, like the style. I can tell, like, when someone's cruising down the street, like, oh, he's a good skater, or like the way there's a certain style, which is cool. You
know? That does make sense. It's almost like a dancer.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's graceful, then that is where win and be on Justin Bieber videos or you know whatever.
Can you get sponsored as an amateur?
May I answer this? Because amateur becomes a professional. Jesus, criminy.
No, but I mean, like, if you can't
Tom. I'm sorry I'm putting up with this.
If you can't really skateboard very much, like, if you're not good at all, can you still get sponsored?
Yeah, I mean, especially there's a lot of different ways now in age. I mean, with, like, the influencer stuff and whatnot, if you want to call that sponsorship and whatnot.
Because I think I'm going to start getting
100%,
I'd like you to look up. Tom, I know we're both big into this skateboarding world.
How can I get sponsored? Just send them a video?
Let's make a sponsor me tape. That's usually how it works.
Okay, cool. And just send it to companies?
Yeah, or at least, sorry.
Do you need an agent?
Come on now, I'm trying to tell you something. Sorry, Tom.
All right.
Look up this man. Not supposed to be not the best skateboarder. He was on Bones Brigade. His
Lance Mountain.
Was a jokester.
But he can do tricks and whatnot.
Of course, you got to do some tricks. You can't just...
Mm-hmm. All right. So what advice would you give skateboarders that are just starting out?
When I started, didn't even think about getting free product or didn't even think about traveling or anything like that. If you start skating thinking, okay, you know, I'm going to be this, I think then you lose the whole purpose. But when it's fun, when hours and hours and hours outside the house trying to learn how to ollie or kickflip roll down the street, and you think that's fun, that's the key, I think. And then eventually it usually just kind of works out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Were you naturally good?
My dad was a ski jumper. I don't know if you're familiar with that sport. It's a huge sport in Norway and Europe and Scandinavia.
Yeah, so is that jumping, you go down the big ramp and jump in there?
Yeah, you jump in there. I love ski jumping.
Yeah, have you seen the movie Eddie the Eagle?
Yeah, that's ski jumping.
Yeah. And so he used to do that. So at a young age, I wouldn't be on his back doing the jump, but I would be on his back.
Well, I hope not.
No, but I would be on his back going down the hill. So at a young age, I kind of lost that fear, I guess, of falling down. So I think that helped a lot.
I think that's pretty cool that your family's part of some kind of
I think that helped. And then
extreme sport.
My mom's awesome. More like an artist, so maybe that came into play with more of the creative style of thinking. You never know. But
And your sister,
she's a physical therapist, which is great. So if we get hurt, she'll help us out.
She in Norway?
Yeah, she's in Norway. So
that's cool. Well,
and I do want to learn how to ollie today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Are you guys ready to show me in this?
I think
let's do it.
I should probably go get my board and we should do some ollies.
Should we do it in here or outside? Probably outside.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, man. Let's do a little skating.
All right, sure. Maddie. I felt like I should have said something after that, but
I don't know what you're like. All right, Maddie.
I was like, all right, Maddie. It seemed aggressive too. I don't know. I was like angry at him for some reason.
I feel like this is turning into like almost like at least like maybe every other week, maybe eventually once a week, we should be skating together.
I want to do once a week.
Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll see you at Brooklyn Projects later. I'm going to break my neck within the month, but let's do this, guys.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in and chat with us, man.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
We can find you, Tom Ryan, on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. Instagram. Yeah, if you guys want to follow along my adventures, it's at Tom Eric Ryan. So it's spelled TomEricRyen. It sounds really difficult. It's just Eric with a K and then Ryan with an E instead of A. Did that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Do you have any demos coming up? People can come see you do things?
With OC Ramps, we'll be doing some different stuff coming up. Not sure exactly where and when, but we're going to be there.
I will be there.
I want to go.
Brooklyn Projects, you're probably there quite a bit. Maybe?
Yeah, they're building a new ramp right now, and then if not, you might see me at Venice Beach Skate Park.
We again want you to look up Tom Eric Ryen online at Tom Eric Ryen, and it's R-Y-E-N. Maddie and myself and Greg are going to go skateboarding. And as always, I hope you all 180, 180 heel flip and 180 kick flip to your dreams. There's a 50-50 grind in it for you. And if you backside your board slide, you better crooked grind. The dark side of the fakey is going to goofy foot you, baby. And hard flip, heel flip, your way to your heart. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Don't forget to Mongo pushing. And don't forget to kick flip your nose grind.
And don't forget to tail slide into the moon shrine.
I got one. Wow. I won't quit skating until I am physically unable. Wow.
What? That's a skateboarding term?
Yes. I just Googled it and looked it up.
All right, everyone.
If you like what you just listened to, please, for the love of God, go to our channel on Audioboom and iTunes, like and subscribe, and leave a review. We love reading reviews, good or bad, especially about Maddie. Speaking of interacting, find me on most social media sites. I'm at Anthony DeVries. That's at Anthony DeVries. You can find Maddie, too. He's on the sites as well, at Maddie Carter-Ropel. If stranded on a desert island and you can only choose to follow one of the two of us, make sure it's me. And as always, bye. Maddie and Anthony.